Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. After the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is glad about that. Chris Mead's our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Chris is Executive Vice President of the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives. And Chris has been one of my buddies for a long time. He's been on the show. It's been a while since then, but he is... As you heard me say all this whole day, I've been telling you that I'm broadcasting from Cincinnati, from the Association of Chambers of Commerce Executives Convention here in Cincinnati. Their centennial year. This is the 100th year of the ACCE. And I've asked Chris to join us, talk to us about a couple of really important topics. Chris Mead, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks so much, and thanks for being a great friend and supporter of Chambers of Commerce. We know it, and we appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. You know how much I love Chambers. My audience knows that because they hear me talking about you guys all the time, even when you're not here. But I want to talk about something else right now, Chris. I want you to talk to us about this labor of love, this baby you've birthed recently, that's been that you've been building and growing and nurturing for over 7 years. You've been putting this book together, The Wizards of Main Street. I think I've got the title right, haven't I?
Magicians of Main Street.
I'm sorry, The Magicians. Why did I say Wizards? I know what it is. Of course I know what it is. Close.
Many times I've seen it.
The Magicians of Main Street. That's exactly right. And it's all about the history of the Chamber of Commerce from 2000 BC to 1945, right? Is that right?
Pretty much.
Tell us about the book.
It began when I was reading a book about Al Capone and discovered that from the book that the Chicago Association of Commerce, which was a chamber, had a major hand in getting rid of Al Capone. And I thought to myself, I've never heard that story before. And here I am at kind of the headquarters for an Association of Chambers of Commerce. And so what's going on? Then 6 months later, I read a biography of Charles Lindbergh, and the chamber there raised most of the money for his airplane.
Absolutely.
And they named the plane. They named the plane, and that's why it's called, it's kind of otherwise a strange name, the Spirit of St. Louis.
Right.
And so I thought, something's going on here. If I don't know these two major stories, there's a huge amount of ignorance on what chambers have really done in this country. So I started digging, thinking
local,
maybe...
Yeah, we're talking local... Chambers of Commerce, just like the one in your area, the one you belong to. Go ahead, Chris.
Sure. Well, kept digging and thought I'd be done in 5 months or 4 months. I'd come up with a couple things. And seven years later, a lot of people kept saying, when are you going to be done? When are you going to be done? And I'd say next November. And I kept saying that year after year. And people kind of wondered whether I'd ever finish. But it was so interesting, and it took a toll on my health. It took a toll on a lot of things, but it was worth all of it. To me, it was just so interesting. The things we think of that just happened, very often there are chambers' fingerprints 30 years ago, 50 years ago, even 150 years ago.
Well, Chris, in my own chamber of commerce that I belong to, we've done nothing as dramatic as getting rid of a mobster or fund a historic event like the Lindbergh story. But I do know in the 40, almost 40 years I've been a member of that chamber, Chris, I can look back on things that had a big impact on the community, and they all began by somebody in the chamber saying, we need to do this, we need to back this, we need to be a leader in this area. And here's the thing, Chris, and this is why I'm so excited about your book. Most people in the community who are benefiting from the things I just described have no idea that the chamber was the reason. And your book is going to help a lot of people understand the importance and the unique leadership capacity that the local chamber provides to their communities. What do you think?
I hope so. I think people need to understand that business people can have ideas. They're allowed to have ideas. They're allowed to be idealistic. They're allowed to do more than just their day jobs. And sometimes when they get together and come up with an idea, they, because of their unique ability to get things done in business, they can get things done maybe a little bit faster, a little quicker in other spheres. And so you see them coming together with kind of wild ideas like the Miss America pageant or, you know, all kinds of things that have become a part of our culture, our life. The first Mountain Folk Life Festival, that was at Asheville, North Carolina. One thing after another.
And you said the Miss America pageant, that was a chamber thing, wasn't it?
Yes, in the old, the name of the group at the time was the Businessmen's League of Atlantic City. That was a popular name. There's sometimes different popular names for chambers of commerce. Anyway, they were, the problem was after Labor Day, the second tier hotels lost all their business. The first tier hotels right on the boardwalk were doing fine, but the second tier hotels were also members of the chamber. And so,
and this is back in the 20s, right?
Pardon?
It's back in the 20s.
Yeah, exactly. It was in 1920. So they said, well, let's do a fall frolic, and then they got all kinds of things. Most popular thing in this fall frolic after Labor Day was a bunch of ladies in rolling chairs on the boardwalk, going down the boardwalk. So the next year they turned it into a beauty pageant, and the rest is history.
All right. And all because of the chamber. And these are the kinds of stories, Chris, that you built into the book. Say the real dates. I was kidding around about the dates earlier, but this is called The Magicians of Main Street, and it's and the dates are what period of time?
It starts in full detail in 1768. That was when the New York Chamber of Commerce was founded. And it even got chartered 2 years later by George III of England. It was started in the middle of the Stamp Act crisis.
And it goes through the 40s?
1945, that seemed like a good halfway point, not to say I'm going to write a second volume. But, there is an epilogue that goes up to today.
I got you. Okay, so folks, that's available at Amazon right now, right, Chris?
That's right. Magicians.
All right, so folks, I encourage you to check that out. If you have any connection to chambers or you love history, it's an outstanding book, I promise you. I have seen it. I've been seeing it for a long time. The Magicians of Main Street by Chris Mead. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.